Howdy.
Howdy. You looking for treasure?
All day. And I always find it.
Oh yeah?
Found 3 silver rings and 2 watches this morning.
Where at?
Another park that went over on the other side of Carthage there. I like battle sites.
Oh yeah, sure.
A mini ball would be fine. Or a nice CSA buckle.
That would be nice. I went up to Little Bighorn a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
You probably have a field day up there.
Well, you know, I'm a little skeptical about state historic sites, you know,
okay.
Because they get a little testy sometimes, but if I'm up on the ridge, they won't say nothing to me. If I'm down here, I think they might say something, but I don't care either way, you know what I mean? It's just, as far as I'm concerned, national treasure is my treasure.
That's true.
It's a public thing. Public money, public places. Oh yeah, I'll take a look around.
How's that work?
Well, you got what you call magnetic lines of flux that come up from the core of the earth. And those lines of flux, when you get a piece of metal, and say the metal's here, that line of flux will come up and bend around that piece of metal. And that's what this coil reads. It reads that little fluctuation in the line in between the piece of iron and the magnetic flux from the core of the earth. And so from day to day, that magma is shifting. So one day you might go over something and you're not going to find it. But the next day, you know, the magma might shift a little bit and it might put a little deflection in that line of flux. And you might find it the next day. So you go over the same spot one day, you won't find it. You go over that spot the next day and boom, there it is.
That's great.
Yeah, I've had many of them. And cheaper the better.
You think so?
Oh yeah. You know, you can spend thousands on these things, you know, but it's not worth it. You know, it's all the same thing. It's doing the same exact thing. It's reading the same exact signal. So indeed, you know, it's just one of those things from day to day. And it'll tell you what's there. It'll tell you exactly what's there.
Huh.
But you hunt on discrimination, and then you don't find the bottle caps and crap.
Right, right.
That's a good signal right there. That's a hot signal. That's worth digging. Right there.
What do you dig with?
The center.
Yeah.
It's right there. Whatever it is right there. New one. Arkansas. And he's off.
That's great.
I only dig hot signals.
Yeah.
Dig junk. Let's say if they come down and say, "Hey, you can't do that. That's a National Historic Battlefield." Okay. Bye.
Move on to the next one.
Either that, or they'll say, "Well, we want that metal detector. We'll be the first one they took away. Won't be the last." really, I think it's, you know, it's a difference between a shovel and a, I got a big old K-bar. You know what a K-bar is?
No.
Military knife.
Okay.
It's 8 inches long.
That's a good one.
You get a little nervous when you get a K-bar out. They don't like to see that.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you.
Take care of yourself.
I found 3 silver rings already.
That's great. Keep it up.
Yeah.